Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Psalm 119, verse number 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The word of God cleanses us. Why? Because it's quick and it's powerful. The word of God will keep us from sin. Psalm 119, verse 11, most of these you could quote. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I have a note here, and you know this saying. Either the word of God will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the word of God. Thy words have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So the word of God is quick, powerful. It cleanses us. It keeps us from sin. It counsels us and guides us. Psalm 119, verse number 24. These are just some of the verses I had picked out. We could go to every one of these verses. Look at verse number 24. It says, thy testimonies, thy word, are also my delight and my counselors. They guide us. It counsels us. And I love that word, delight. Do you enjoy reading God's word? I can't understand how people say, it's so boring to me. I can't. But that's a whole other subject. Psalm 119, verse number 28. The word of God strengthens us. Verse number 28, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Boy, there can be so many messages preached on every one of these verses, but you get the point. How the word of God, it cleanses us. It keeps us from sin. It counsels us. It guides us. It strengthens us. Psalm 119, verse number 93. The word of God imparts life. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them, with thy precepts, thou hast quickened me, made me alive. The word of God lights our path, Psalm 119, 105. You would know these verses. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light. The word of God gives us understanding, Psalm 119, 130, verse 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I love this verse because I'm very, 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 very simple-minded in that I don't understand all the world philosophies and all the things of man. I don't want to and I don't need to. All the great philosophers of the day and you getting that heavy stuff. This is all I need, the word of God. And it says it gives understanding, the word of God, into the simple. Which, unless I think I'm the only one, I think we got a bunch of simple folk in here too. You can smile. The word of God gives peace. It brings peace. Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Man, I wish I could spend some time right there. Nothing shall offend them. Great peace. I get mad all the time. I kick my cat through the screen door. Why? Because you ain't been in your word, the word of God. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You know that sink in? That's why the word of God is quick and it's powerful. It does things to people's lives that no other book can. Nothing else can like the word of God. No wonder the devil wants to destroy this book. No wonder, I hate to say people, because I believe Satan's behind all this. I got to be careful how I say this. No wonder there's so many different translations of the Bible out there. There's only one true word of God. Now, this ain't a subject for King James. I believe we have the very word of God. It's another subject for another day. But the devil wants to destroy what we have in our hand. He likes to change it. He likes to omit things. He likes to try to destroy it. Well, Psalm 119 has some verses about that. And I just picked out three verses. Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Let me ask you a question. How long is forever? Enough said. Psalm 119, 152. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Psalm 119, verse number 160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, it shall last forever. I believe that, don't you? And I believe we have the very word of God in front of us. Well, let's continue on. Now you see why I just couldn't get out of the... I had this thing to verse number 16 and only had two verses to talk about this morning. Well, we see the word of God is quick, it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Back in verse number 12, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, which is interesting. Why did God use that term, a two-edged sword? Well, believe it or not, I went to Bible school many, many years ago. And one of my favorite Bible teachers, he's dead and in heaven now, Rick Adams. And I remember him talking about this verse, and I wrote some things that remembering what he said. The word of God is like a two-edged sword. It cuts going in, and it cuts going out. Here's what he said. It will cut toward the congregation, preachers. I'm in Bible school. It will cut toward the congregation, and it will cut toward you. When I am preaching, I'm not just preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself. I got to get it first. If I don't get it, how are you going to get it? And you see my Bible. I got all kinds of quotes. I put a quote, somebody, a preacher said, if I don't enjoy my messages, how are the congregation not going to enjoy the message? Don't bore people with the word of God. For God's sake, don't bore people with the word of God. Now, when I'm out preaching this morning and I see some of y'all falling asleep, I'm going to thump you in the ear, okay? Don't get bored. Dad used to say, you know why churches are so cold and frozen? Because there's a polar bear in the pulpit. But he's talking about that it cuts going in and comes. I'm not just preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself. If I'm not right with God, how can I expect you to be right with God? So it's a two-edged sword. It cuts going in and it cuts going out. And there's other things could be said, but I need to move on. It's also, it mentions about it's piercing. The word piercing means penetrating the heart of man. That it's, even when a preacher is up here preaching and somebody says, and I heard this a couple weeks ago, preacher, you were preaching to me this morning. The old adage, preacher, you've been reading my mail. Okay. That's what it's talking. It's piercing. It's God's word that dives. It's not me. It's God's word. I can't imagine, I mentioned here just a few minutes ago, I can't imagine being in a worship service and not preaching of God's word. And we're fixing to get into that now about the dividing asunder. It's penetrating the heart of man. God knows our innermost being. Then he says this, and then we're going to spend the rest of my time. Dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. Now, the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, there is a distinction between soul and spirit. And I mentioned earlier in our lesson, many times it's intertwined and is very closely related. And that's why it talks about the Word of God is the one who divides it, not us. Are you following? Because it's so closely related in our mind, the soul, and sometimes we confuse the two and we get them. People don't write anymore.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.